All right. So good afternoon. Let's see. So what I was thinking to do today is to move on to 1.3. And what this will do is complete the notation for first order predicate logic. And then we can start using it to write out proofs. So today, and what's missing is quantifiers. So that's what we'll be working on today. So this will complete first order logic. Notation. Okay, let me just start with an English sentence that we don't yet have a nice way to express in our logic and that we will using a quantifier. So the type of sentence that we're going to deal with is something like the following. Everyone I know likes chocolate or dislikes coffee. Okay. So if I were to try to translate this into logical quantifiers and into first order logic, let's see. So some of these things we already know how to do. So things like likes chocolate, we're just going to give it a name, right? That's going to be one of our predicates. Similarly, dislikes coffee, well, probably we'll take likes coffee, make that Q, and so dislikes coffee will be not Q, right? Something like that. Okay, and we already know how to deal with this or, right? So this is something like an or. So what's missing is what to do with this, right? Everyone I know, and that part is gonna be the quantifiers. Okay, so that's gonna be the approach. So let me just write it out. So rewriting this, in a first order logic. Okay, so as I said, I'll take P to be, and actually let me write it this way, P of X is X likes chocolate. Okay, because it depends on which person, right? So it's got a variable in there. And Q of X will be, Q likes coffee. I'm sorry, X likes coffee. Okay, so both of those depend on which person I'm talking about, right? In each case. Okay, thanks for pointing out. There's a typo on one of the homework problems. I'll check that. Okay. And let's see, so, and let me just add a little bit more notation as long as we're at it. So notation, sentences with variables in them like this will be called open sentences. A sentence with a variable like P of X is an open sentence with variable X. Okay, so that's just a name I'm going to use for it. All right, so I have these two open sentences with variables X. All right, and I'm going to combine them. So now I can write, so the above is translated to the following equivalent form. So it's, of course, it's got a P of X. And let me leave a little space at the beginning here. So I'm going to take a P of X or not Q of X, right? So that's what we would expect, right? That's likes chocolate or dislikes coffee, right? So we have that part all dealt with. And now we just have to figure out how to write the everyone I know part, okay? And let me just write out the way it's done and give us an example. So for all is this upside down A. So this is for all. And actually, there are two ways, and let me write it both ways that we will use. One way to write it is, for all the people, so these X here is going to be a person I know. All right, that's what that X is going to be. And so that's what I have to say at the beginning here. So I'm going to say for all X. And one way to say it is I can write it in the set of people I know. So this is one way to write it. Okay, and so this is, of course, this is in here, and this is the set of people I know. All right, so that's one way to write it. And here's a second way to write it. And that is to pull the universe of discourse, the things that we're allowing out of the sentence, and sometimes you do that. So in the universe, and I'm always just going to say universe, although in the text it's a shortening of universe of discourse, and of people I know. So I'm just going to pull this element out in that form. Then I'm going to write out this sentence just like it is above, except that I'm just going to write for all X. And now it's understood which X's are allowed because it's anything in my universe, because I'm in this universe of allowed things, and the things happen to be people that I know. And then I'm going to write everything else exactly the same as before. Okay, is there any question about that notation?
I had a quick question, actually. So what exactly is a universe?
Yeah, so it's so here a universe of discourse and again, I'm really going to say of discourse very rarely is the set over which all quantifiers are taken. And there are three kinds of quantifiers, which I've given you one of them, and we'll give two more in just a moment. So e.g., for all X means for all X in the universe. But anyway, it's any set. Now, actually, the formal definition of a universe is a little bit tricky because you have to talk a little bit about sets and whether you allow, you have to worry about the paradox. So there's a problem with a paradox like this sentence is false. Translated in a rather complicated way into mathematics. And the reason is a quantifier. So the reason is that here we're trying to quantify over itself, and quantifying over itself can be problematic. So you do have to be a little bit careful when defining your universes that you don't end up quantifying over themselves. But that's the only thing to worry about. So basically it's just a set. I'll do a bunch of examples in a minute. Did that answer your question enough? Okay.
Yeah, it did. Thank you.
All right. Very good. Okay. So, so that's how you translate that. And so let me just list a few others. Actually, let me try something first. So first, let's try to take the denial of this sentence. So consider actually, I want to do the three sentences I want to look at. So let me start with the denial. So consider the denial of this sentence. Okay, so I have this sentence, which just barely still fits on my screen here, which is that everyone I know likes chocolate or dislikes coffee, all right? So this is the sentence here. What would be the denial? So what would be the same as saying that that's not true, that that sentence is not true? And if I were to try to restate that in English, how would I say the denial of this sentence? Maybe I'll call this sentence star just so I don't have to go so far so that it's clear what I'm talking about. So this is sentence star. Oops. That's right. Yeah. So first thing is that instead of everyone, it's going to be no one, right? So no one. Right, nobody. Easier for me to spell. Okay. So nobody I know. Yeah, that's a great question. So right. So yeah. So let's work out which it is. So, because those are different things. So let's write those two down and compare them. All right. So nobody I know. And now let's finish off. So what is it? Likes chocolate. Oh, actually, okay. Yeah. Okay. So I want to write two sentences. I'm going to do the two that you suggested. So you have one person wrote nobody I know, and the other one says. And not everyone in. And let me compare those two sentences. And I claim that you can start at them either way as long as you finish it right. So let's start with the second one. So if I want to get the denial of this statement says every person I know likes chocolate or dislikes coffee. If I want to say that that's false, the denial of that, and I start with the phrase not everyone I know, then how do I finish the sentence? So really all I've done is I've taken this sentence and I've just stuck the word not out in front of it, right? And that's always going to give me a denial. That's what I did. And so I'm just going to finish off the sentence the same way I did, and that's going to be the denial. So let me just do that. So not everyone I know likes chocolate or dislikes coffee. Right, that's the denial. But now I can also state that nobody I know. How could I get an equivalent statement? So I want these two to be equivalent. But I want to start with nobody I know. So can you see how to do that? Okay, so let's just think it through. If not everyone I know likes coffee or likes chocolate or dislikes coffee, well, it might be that I know someone who dislikes chocolate, right? If I know someone who dislikes chocolate, then this is true, right? Then there's someone I know who doesn't who dislikes chocolate and likes coffee. Right. Does that make sense? So if we go back up here, if I want to get the denial of this, so this says everyone I know likes chocolate or dislikes coffee, how could I find a counterexample? What would be a bad, if I met someone new and this stopped being true, what would have to be true of that person? Well, neither of these is true. So they have to dislike chocolate and like coffee. Right. So let me just write that out. So So nobody I know has that, has those two properties. So nobody I know dislikes chocolate and likes coffee. And I don't know anyone would certainly be sufficient, but it's not exactly the denial. It's actually, I guess, fairly close in this case. Yes, that's right. Thank you. So thank you. I wrote it incorrectly, so let me fix it and let me cross it out so that you don't see what I did wrong here. Yes, thank you. That's correct. This should have been as written here, that there exists a person. So in other words, someone I know. I apologize. Right. Yes. Yeah, so just as in the chat box there, what happened here is I know somebody who dislikes chocolate and likes coffee. That's correct. So that's right. So that's right. It would have to be somebody I know, because otherwise they wouldn't be in the universe, right? Because my universe is people that I know. Right? They have to be people in the universe. Right? Okay. Sorry. So now do people agree that this one is the equivalent to this one here? All right, so there's somebody I know who dislikes it, and not everyone I know who likes. Okay, so I would submit that the fact that this was so confusing to think through suggests that our notation is going to make it easier to work with, because it's actually pretty clean once you write it in terms of our notation. Okay, so let me try that. So first. Maybe we'll just try this. So I'll just toss you into a breakout room for a second. And what I would like you to do is translate these two sentences into logical notation. But first, I have to give you one more bit of notation. So one more bit of notation is the other quantifier, and that's there exists. Okay, so I can write something like, just like over here, so there exists X in Z, X squared is equal to 1 means there exists an integer, there is some integer with some integer x with x squared equals 1. And another way to write it, of course, is in the universe, z, there exists x, and then we just know where it is because we've fixed our universe. And then we have our statement, our sentence, x squared equals 1. So those are two ways to write it. Okay, so yeah, so why don't I put in breakout rooms and try to turn these two sentences into logical forms, okay? And then we can see what they look like, and there'll be two equivalent forms, but they'll be different, okay? All right, so here, just take a second. So you got 3 minutes. Okay, see, so I believe my sound is on. All right, so let's see, so it did that make sense? So let's start with this first one. So what did people get here? What would be the quantifier for this one? Yeah, there exists X. Right, so somebody, so that's going to be there exists. Actually, so there exists X, right? And again, there are two ways to write it, and you chose to write it in this set of people I know. Okay, so that that deals with the somebody and the people I know part. Okay, and then we have dislikes chocolate, so that's going to be not P. And then the connector is going to be an and, as written there, right? And likes coffee is going to be a Q. Okay, so did everyone get that? Did everyone agree that that's what it should be? Okay. And actually, let me be pedantic here this time. I'm going to include the X's, which you did as well, which is good. Okay, so you shouldn't do that. You should do that. That's correct. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And so, what about this last one? The second one here. Yeah, so that's right. So this one is actually in some ways easier because it's just the not of what we had before, right? So so we just go back down to what we had over here, and it's the not of that. So the not of for all X in people I know. And then we just copy what we had over here. So P of X and not Q of X. Okay, so is everyone, all right, princes. Everyone agree with those two translations from English to this first order predicate logic? Okay. All right, let me just do a couple more just to practice the implications that we did last time, and then I'll come back to these denials and write out a form, an actual theorem, and we can do our first proof, which is what, now that we have the full vocabulary, next week is going to be all proofs. That's what I'm going to start doing. But let me just do a couple more examples just to remind you of the symbols that haven't come up today. All right, so let's put it this way. So how about this one? Everyone I know who likes chocolate also likes, and if I use the same, and I don't have to rename my P and Q, coffee. Okay. And let me write a longer one and tell me if these look equivalent. So for everyone I know, this sounds more mathematical only because it's easier to unpack formally, but otherwise it should be the same. For everyone I know, if they like, chocolate, then they also like coffee. Okay, let me just start parsing this. So first of all, the word also is kind of fun. It's an English word. It doesn't really contribute to the logic, all right? It just makes the sentence sound slightly better. So it's kind of irrelevant. All right, so if I were to try to translate this into first order logic. Can anyone tell me what this if then is going to turn into? Yeah, that's right. So this is going to be an implies, right? So is that clear to everyone? That's going to turn into an implies. So so that's an implies, and we've already got this is our P, this is our Q. So we've already got a good piece of it dealt with. We have P of X, the person likes chocolate, implies that the person likes, so the same X likes coffee. And then all we have to do is stick in our quantifier. And of course, it's the same quantifier as before, right? So for all X in people I know, Okay, and I claim that these two are equivalent. Is that clear to everyone? So what I would do is, if I were faced with a sentence like this and it wasn't obvious to me how I was going to change it, I would try to make it sound more pedantic by turning it into a sentence like this, where I see the if and then just right in front of me. And so I know that I have to translate that into a implies. Let's see. Ah, okay. No, so that's a different sentence, right? So that says that everyone I know likes chocolate and coffee. What this sentence means is that the people I know who like chocolate also happen to like coffee. I may know people who don't like chocolate, and some of those like coffee and some of them don't, but all the ones who do like chocolate also like coffee. That's the truth table for implies, right? So it's just that, it's a different truth table from and. Okay, any other questions about this? Okay, let me try that one and see how that one relates. So someone's asking about the sentence compared to for all X in this set, people I know. Okay, and so then you want, I understand what you're saying. Yeah. I see. Yes. I think I understand. So let me try to write out what I think you're saying. In the people I know with P of X true, then we have Q of X. Is that what you mean? Let me erase so that it's clear what I've written. So I think that's what you're saying. You're taking a smaller set, the set of people I know for which P is true, the people I know who like chocolate. And then you're saying, if I just quantify over that set, then they like coffee. That is a correct way to say it. We will actually get to where we use that type of setup a little bit more when we talk more about set theory. At this point, we're mostly just kind of fixing our universe and then trying to get the logical statement within a fixed universe is the way that we're mostly setting it up. Any other questions about this? All right, let's see. Maybe I'll just try a couple more examples of which things are true in which universes, just to get a little bit of a feel for it, and then start talking about denials. So here's an example. I'm going to work in the universe of integers. So in the universe, and this time instead of putting it inside, I'll put it outside, just so you get practice at both setups. So in the universe of integers. Actually, I'm going to take different universes. So in the universes below, which are true? Okay, and I'm going to take the following proposition. P of X is going to be a mathematics proposition. It's just going to be, let's see, which one am I going to use? I think I'll take which one should I use? I think X squared is equal to 5, I think. Okay, so that's my proposition. And I want to look at the following table here. So this will be my universe. And let me look at the following universes. Let me take the universe Z, the integers, the universe R, the real numbers, the universe R greater than or equal to 0, so the non-negative real numbers. Oh, and yes, by the way, to answer Edward's question, these two are equivalent. That is correct. They are equivalent sentences. Okay, and then this last universe that I want to work in is this kind of silly one, but anyway, it works. So I'm going to take minus root 5 and root 5. It's just got two things in it that I quantify over, but it's fine. It's a set. It works. I can use it as my universe. Okay, and now the propositions that I want to study are so I have to close my sentence, I have to quantify, and there are various quantifications I can do. So I can say for all x, p of x, I can say there exists x, p of x, and let me add the third one and I'll define it right below. And there exists shriek, so there exists a unique is the way it's said, p of x. And yeah, so the last notation, I guess I should have done this earlier, but there exists shriek is there is exactly one. And it said there exists a unique. Okay. So maybe we can just roll this one out in real time. So let's just try it. So so here's my proposition, and it's very hard to read. I apologize. That squared somehow got mangled. But that's supposed to be x squared, okay, is equal to 5, all right? Okay, so if I'm in the universe of integers, so let's just go through. Is it true that every integer has the square equal to 5? No, so that one's false. And what about there exists? Is there some integer whose square is 5? What might that be? No, right? So it's 5 is not a perfect square. So there are no integers whose square is 5. Right? And in particular, there's not exactly one. So these are all false. Okay, so those first three are false. So is that clear to everyone? That it's because there are no integer whose square is 5. Okay, so let's try the next one and see if that makes it any clearer. So what about the reals? So is any one of these three true for the reals? Ah, sorry, yeah, okay. So that's why it wasn't clear. Yeah, so the z is the integers. So this is all integers. So these are numbers like minus 3, minus 2, minus 1, 0, 1, 2, 3, et cetera. Yeah. That's z in that black bold font. Okay, so I hope that first column is now clear, now that it's clear which things, what that double Z means. And I see people are already moving ahead here and telling me the answer to the next column. That's right. I see a correct answer. This first one is false because there are certainly real numbers whose square is different from 5. This one's true because there are real numbers whose square is 5, right? Root 5 and minus root 5. But in fact, there are two of them. So it's not just one. So this last one is false. Is that clear?
Could you explain the middle one?
The middle one, yeah. So the middle one says that you mean this one here? The middle one with R, yeah. So it says that there exists an X. And when I say there exists, I'm in this universe, I mean there exists an X, which is a real number. That's what that means. For which P, and P says that X squared is 5. So that means there's some real number whose square is the number 5. And there are two of them. The square root of 5 and minus the square root of 5 are two real numbers whose square is 5. And that's why this is true because there exists such an X. Not just one, in fact, there's two, that's fine. At least there is some such X. Does that answer the question?
Yeah, I was confused about real numbers.
Okay, yeah, yeah. So real numbers
I blanked for a second.
Okay, yeah, so that's the whole line.
But how about the first one? The first one
this
says
one?
All of, yeah.
This would mean that every single real number. X. Yeah. So this says for all X, P of X. That would mean that for that to be true, every single real number square would have to be 5.
Okay.
Okay.
So yeah.
7, square root of 15. Those all have to square to 5. Right.
Okay. Cool.
Okay. So let's try the next column. So, what are the truth values for the next column? That's right. So it's still not true that all the positive reals square root of 5. It's still true that at least one of them is, and in fact, square root of 5. But in this case, that's the only one because minus the square root of 5 is not a positive real. So that one's gone. So there's just one of them left. So now there is a unique one. Okay. Okay, and how about this final kind of silly universe that just has these two elements in it? Those are the only two things. So then what is it? Right, so this time, in fact, all of them satisfy it, right? So it's true, the for all quantifier is true, and the exists is true, but this time there's still two of them, so the exists unique is false. So is that clear? Any questions about quantifiers and universes? Okay, so I think what I would like to do is try to run through how denials work in this setting then. All right, so we already did an example of a denial, and unfortunately kind of scrolled it off, but let me remember and it's in two different columns. Yeah, okay. So I'll put it over here and you can keep your eyes on this pair that we already found. We already found that this thing, which is obviously the denial of this, is equivalent to this. Okay, so if I take a denial of this, that's equivalent to that. And that I want to now codify in a theorem. Okay, so and that's gonna be theorem 1.3.1, which enables us to do that quickly without having to think it through. It's actually very mechanical once you apply this theorem. So theorem 1.3.1. So that says that if A is an open sentence, then in any universe U, so A, it's got some variables, A of X is an open sentence. Then in any universe, okay, and I want to look at two different statements. One is going to be the denial of a existential quantifier, and the other the denial of a universal quantifier. So let me try this too. So the denial of the universal quantifier for all X, statement P of X is equivalent to and what happens is it flips. So just like we saw here, when we went from for all and then we took a denial, we ended up with there exists. And that's always what happens. So there exists an X where P of X is false. So those two are equivalent. And B is similar. If I take the denial of the existential quantifier, then it turns into universal one, and the denial of the proposition. So these are equivalent. So actually, first let me just check that agrees with what we found over here. So check the previous example, and then I'll run through the proof, and then we'll be out of time. So check example. Okay, so let's just check it. So this says, maybe I'll just do it by hand here. So over here, we're trying to run this denial through our sentence here, right? Okay, and let's just try it. Denial of the unique, not really, actually. The unique one's a little bit messy. So that there is a way to make it denial, but what you usually do is you switch it into something that doesn't have the exists unique, and then take it to denial. That's the easy way to do it. I'll do an example of that next time. Okay, these two are really the clean ones, the for all and other exists. Okay, and so let's just run through this one. So check the example. So we have the denial, just copying what we have there. So for all x in my universe, people I know, and I have this p of x and not q of x. Okay, and so now I can apply this theorem 1.3.1. So that says that when I pass it through the existential quantifier, I'm sorry, the universal quantifier, I get the existential one. So there exists in people I know. Okay, and now I should take the denial of the statement over here. Okay, but I know already how to run a denial through a sequence of ands and ors, right? I can use De Morgan's law. So, so this is equivalent by 1.3.1. And so now these are going to be equivalent by De Morgan. Okay, so I'm going to keep my existential quantifier just like above and just run my denial through the or statement, and I'm going to end up, so actually, I hope it's clear, I'll get the not P, and then the and or flip, and the double negative just cancels. So I get the not P and Q, which is exactly what I had above here. Okay. So is there any question about how to negate a long statement like that? You just kind of run it through, and every time you run into a an existential quantifier, it flips, or and every time you run into an and an or, they flip. Very formal. Nobody, let's see. Yes, there is yeah, so for nobody, it's really not there exists. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, someone wrote it there. There's actually another symbol mathematicians often use, but this is the right one. This is the... Okay, any other questions? Okay, I just want to write a proof just so that you see one proof, even though we're pretty much out of time, so I'll just write it very quickly, and then you can think about how to write proofs, because we're going to do more of them next time. So I'll put it over here. So the proof of this, let me just do A. Okay, so let... U be a universe. Okay, because we asserted that it should be true in every universe, all right? And then the sentence. Okay, this is the one we want. So not for all x, p of x. Okay, and so this is true in U. Okay, and this is going to be true IFF. This means if and only if. And is very popular to use if you can get it. All right, so this is if and only if. So what does it mean for it to be true that we have the denial? So that's if and only if the original sentence for all x, p of x is false. In U, right? It's the same statement. Okay, and so now I want to rewrite that one. And what does this mean? There exists X in U. Okay, I'll write it the way they do in the text. I apologize. Let me write it the way they do in the text. So the truth set for P in U is not all of U. And unfortunately, I've just used a term that I didn't define, which is the truth set. So as soon as I'm done writing the proof, I'll write down the definition of that. I apologize, I should have written that first, but I'll come back and write it. So this is if and only if the truth set for not P, so the set of things in U for which not P is true, is not empty. Okay, so there's something in it. Okay, and this is then if and only if there exists X with not P of X. And this is what we wanted to show. So that's for all X, P of X is equivalent to there exists X, not P of X in any universe. Okay, so that's the structure. That's how I would write out a proof. And unfortunately, I both ran out of time and I forgot to define truth sets. So let me define truth set. So definition, the truth set in a universe U for a proposition P, for an open sentence, P of X is all X for which it's true. Okay, I apologize for not saying it before. So let me just run through the proof again and make sure every sentence and statement it is now clear. Okay, so U is any universe. And we have the sentence for all x p of x, and then we took the negation, so not for all x p of x. And we want to say that that's true in U, if and only if the original statement that we were taking is false. Okay, so I hope that's clear. Okay, and what does it mean for this to be false? That means that its truth set is not all of U. So there's something. So it's not true that all of these X's make this true. So its truth set is not all of U. It's missing something, right? It's false, okay. Well, that means that the truth set for it being false, there's at least something where it's false, okay? And that is the same as saying, well, there exists something where it's false, and that's what I have here. So that's the logic. Anyway, think about it, I'm out of time, and we will do a lot more of those next week, and I'll stick around here if you have questions. Enjoy the weekend.